First of all, thanks the C7 allows me to present today. And this work has just been published in TAG and on Dorfbund QTL 7DS. And the work has been contributed by many people. Edward Sousa is a previous breeder, now is in Bayer, and Mary and Blair is a Dorfbund pioneers, and David Ho is a Utah State University breeder, and my name is Jenny Chen. I'm the associate professor and a wheat breeder at the University of Idaho, and Dr. Wang Ri is my postdoc, and Jun Li is my previous PhD. He's now working UC Davis. So this work has been contributed by the many people. Exclude the authors here, many others I will not be acknowledged here. And today I'm going to talk about importance of Dorfbund resistance. Dorfbund has been ignored by at least 50 years, and not like other disease has been put a lot of effort, especially on molecular level. And then I will talk about QTL identification and marker assisted validation and what's the future plan we are going to do. And Dorfbund was caused by Tillandsia controversa, and this fungus produced Tillandsia spores can stay in the field for many years. And this is one of the destructive diseases, reduce grain yield and use quality. In the very epidemic years, the incidence can be higher than 87%, and the yield loss can be higher than 20%. And this is one of the quarantine disease and for international trade, like the wheat produced in Idaho and Washington and Oregon needed to be quarantined if we export to China and Japan and other countries. Based on the previous phenotyping work and monosomic analysis, 15 genes has been designated and fit for gene model. And this map showed the Dorfbund infection in winter wheat in the West United States. The black dot area is where in those shaded area has epidemic in the historical. And another disease is called common bunt. It's caused by other Tillandsia species, and also reduce significantly grain yield and quality. This is a very important trait for organic wheat production. As organic wheat production becomes more interested in the world, and this disease and become more important, and more people starting come back to work on this disease. And also common bunt share the same resistant genes as Dorfbund. So we can use either Dorfbund genes to select common bunt, or either use common bunt select Dorfbund. And Dorfbund and common bunt both received little attention, like I just mentioned earlier. Dorfbund and common bunt resistance are the ideal traits for using molecular marker assist selection, because the disease infection and colonization need several weeks, cold and surface soil needed to be 50 above humidity, and also weak light. And the disease assessment can only be done when the plant gets maturity. From the inoculation in the seedling to the disease assessment, it takes about over 150 days. So if we have molecular markers, that will help the breeding of this resistance. And reported 15 differential lines, some of them didn't show monogenic segregation. That indicates the differential lines not really works for identify single genes. And very limited research conducted in molecular level previously. The objective of my study to identify QTL associated with dwarf bond resistance and characterize identified QTL in differential lines, non-resistant source, and additional populations. Because time limit, I'm not going to cover validation in additional populations in this talk. The population we used derived from a susceptible parent Rio Blanco, that is a hard white winter wheat developed in Kansas, and another resistant parent IDU-444. The recombination line is 159, and you can see in this photo, IDU-444 resistant to dwarf bunt has taller plant height. Rio Blanco is shorter in plant height. And using this population, we have published the paper for stripe rust HTP resistance. We have published a paper for yield and also published paper for coleoptile and root length. And the paper for dwarf bunt just published in TEG. Another paper in this population related to the endis quality haven't been published yet. Phenotyping the parental line and recombination imbalance line was planted in head rows and evaluated in four trials over 3 years. I will talk about the next slide. The inoculations was done during the seedling emergency before the snow cover with the water suspension of the dwarf bunt spores. The spores usually collected from previous infected heads in the field. The spike, the percentage of infected spikelets was assessed and used in data analysis and QTL identification. And this slide showed the data set and the experiment has been done in 2013, USU-03, that indicated nursery in Logan, Utah, under the Utah State University, and the USDA-03, that's another disease nursery operated by USDA Blair Goats. And the USU-04, that is the year of 2004, and USU-11 is year 2011. From these slides, we can have 3 points. The first point, and heritability of dwarf bunt in all years is high between the 78, above 78. And the correlation in these slides, you can see, are all high, greater than 78 as well. And the distribution of the infection is scored towards the resistant site, except USU-04. This slide suggests that the phenotypic data we used is very consistent, and also the heritability is very good. And we also, because the correlation among the four trials are very high, we also estimated the plug data and used in QTL analysis. This genetic map has been published in 2012 for HTP resistance of stripe rust. A total of 860 markers has been mapped. It covered 3,043 St. Morgans for whole genome. And every two markers has the 2.7 St. Morgans distance. This genetic map is very saturated for QTL detection. And using R software and also QTL tachographer, we found three QTLs located in 1A, 2B, and 7D. From these slides, we can show you in different environments, the QTL numbers has a little bit different. And for blobs, we found 1A, 2B, and 7D. The most important information you can see here, the QTL on 7D was consistent, identified in all environments and all data sets. And the R-square itself for the 7D QTL, that can explain the phenotypic variation from 41% phenotype variation from USU 11 to 56% of phenotype variation in USU 04. And for PLOP data set, the 7D QTL itself can explain 53% of the phenotype variation. And using the multiple regression of the peak marker of the 3 QTL, you can see in the last column that is the QTL accumulated effect in 2003. And for USD nursery, 56 together R square, and the highest for PLOP, 70% of these 3 QTL can explain the phenotypic variation. From this study, we could see the QTL we found on the 7DS is a novel, because this is the first publication on the Dorfbound resistance, and previously you have seen the publication for common bonds, but the Dorfbound is the first one. The QTL on 7D, one of the peak marker is a dark marker. We converted to the STS marker, and we used the newly taxonomic line analysis and confirmed the 7DS location. And in order to further confirm if this QTL is novel, we compared the QTL that previously published for BT10 on 6DS. And 6DS also confirmed by additional studies, but that's for Dorfbound resistance. And in the next few slides, I will show the MAC-assisted validation of 7DS and 6DS. In this validation, we will use 15 differential lines and non-resistance sources and a resistant cultivar and additional mapping populations. And I will not present it today. And these slides, we have 3 points to show you. First point, you can see the zero indicates the marker absent, and the one indicates the marker present and also favorable allele. And the gene that postulated before by phenotype BT5 to BT15, that first column is a differential line and a pedigree, and the Dorfbound resistance that contributed by the previous publication. And you can see from these slides, the red highlighted one that have two categories. One category, the lines only have a QTL on 7DS. That is BT5, BT8, BT9, and BT13. And second category is the BT10 and BT11 has both 6D BT10 gene and the QTL on 7DS. So here also supported my second slide, I'm seeing some differential lines showed non-monogenic segregation. And these slides also showed you like a BT14 and 15, and hasn't have both QTL, but showed resistance. This suggests additional resistant genes we need to identify in molecular level. And these slides it showed these two QTL characterization in the non-resistant source. And this resistant source in the first column has been widely used in the world as the Dorfbound and common-bound resistant source in the breeding program. In this slide, you can see the first PI line, 476212, has 70 QTL. That IDU444, the pedigree has one of the PI 47 line in the pedigree. That's the source of the Dorfbound resistance to IDU 404. From this here, you can see IDU 404, inherited the resistance from the original land races. The third line, PI 17, 17, 83, 83, has been intensively and widely used in the Dorfbund and Kornbund region source. And also, if you look at the PNW released cartwheel, you can see, you can trace the pedigree to the very beginning. This PI line also contributed to the HCP resistance for stripe rust. And the CI 14106 and 107, that BT12 was designated based on phenotypic analysis in historically. And in here, we use marker characterization and found this both lines have the 7D QTL. In this project, we are proposing potentially the 7D QTL is the BT12 gene. We needed to do the further study to confirm our proposal. And the the last line has the both QTL and hasn't been given any gene numbers. And the SM22 has the 6D QTL, and we will further validate this as well. This slide showed the two QTL validation for the resistant cultivars and susceptible cultivars. You can see the last row, the Cheney is a susceptible control, didn't have both QTL. The yellow highlighted are the resistant cultivars and only have 6D QTL and BT10 gene. And the red highlighted font has only 7D as QTL. In this slide, you can see none of the cultivars has both 6D and 7D for the resistant gene. And one thing I want to point here, the first line at Blizzard has one publication used this Blizzard with another several parents, and the paper published found the QTL on 1B. But in the ID404 is a symbol line of Blizzard, and we found a QTL on the 7D. And we also use this marker characterize the Blizzard, the 7D QTL present in Blizzard. Why Blizzard and ID404 are the two symbol lines contain different QTL for bound resistance? So possibly because inoculated by different fungal species and genotype by limited markers in the previous study and the previous population for Blizzard with the smaller size of population. And also another possibility, Blizzard lost the gene on the 70S during the development. And a lot of questions after we prepared this manuscript. For example, two differential lines presented have the two different QTL and the genes. So, and also, why inoculated by the common bound wreath give the different results for the dwarf bound wreath inoculated the population. So, for the study, we need to confirm the previous proposed the differential lines are real differential lines. And also, we need to confirm that if common bonds and dwarf bonds indeed share the same genes. So these some big questions, take home message, and also for our further study. So the 70S QTL is very unique and has very strong effect to phenotypic variation, and we are going to do fine mapping and identify candidate gene. And also we have collaborators in Europe and other university. We are going to further explore these five major genes for controlling dwarf bound and common bound. And also we work with collection you know, Mike Bowman and Tyler, they are in the audience. We will, after we do these five major genes, we also validate these five major genes using the gene-wide association analysis. With this, I would like to acknowledge Idaho Weed Commission and USDA CAP and 2 5-year CAP program and support this project, and also my crew members and other personals I didn't list here for the contribution to the to this project. With this end, if I have time, you can ask questions. Otherwise, I will be around. You can ask questions later. This is a good question. The 7D map I published in TAG, I didn't present here. The region is not saturated. As all of you know, the D-genome is very hard to get the fine map, but that is our next step. And you also asked a question. That also is our concern too. 7DS may contain more than one gene, because the 7D QTL presented, you know, in other BT genes, differential lines. These both questions are very good, and also we are going to prove that in the future study.